The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. We are broadcasting live again Friday out of, well, half cloudy, half sunny Orlando, Florida. We're in the state of Florida right now. As a matter of fact, we're in Gainesville.
Gainesville.
On the way back to Minnesota.
Some type of university here in this town.
Yeah, and I think they got a lot of bad history here, too. Remember that guy, that Bundy guy? I think this is where he's from. I was just in the restroom when I started getting the creeps thinking, man, that guy was from here? What are we doing here? Well, we had to reach the American people again in 52 other countries.
We had to stop.
Yeah, we did. So we did. So, friends, here we are. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Because we love you so much, we stopped in this creep's town to broadcast live. I do want merit and accolade for that. Everybody needs to understand. That dude was like to the core creepy. Mm-hmm. We don't need to highlight him, but anyways. Mm-hmm. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome. Show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check us out online, that's exactly where we're at. On Facebook, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio. You can go ahead and see what took place 2 days ago in Boca Raton, Florida. By the way, we're going to be talking about the details of that. Showdown in Florida. And, friends, we're taking it to them. This is how you win your liberties. You stand up and fight for your God-given rights. But aside of that, if you'd like to check us out, that video is out there right now. We're also on the front page of WorldNet Daily right now, and that is just he knocked it out of the park. Home run.
Yes.
It's all over the country right now. So in saying that, if you'd like to check that article out, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you can also check out the video. We have the teacher saying what he said in Boca Raton. And again, friends, as I said, we're going to talk about it, but we're taking it to them. And hopefully we're going to be back again next week taking it to them and putting our feet back on top of our little altar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big altar.
It's a big one.
Yeah, because we had an altar last year. We won last year. I went again this year. Friends, real quick here. The phones are inaccessible until tomorrow. And so, again, on Monday, we will pick them up again. We're going to have a guest with us tomorrow. But aside of that, phone lines are inaccessible until we get back on Monday. I'm just telling you that so you don't think we're blowing you up, because this radio show is about you. It really, truly is. One more point, and I'm going to give it over to the other guy. If you'd like to check me out on Facebook, get on there while you can. I'm getting inundated, friends, with friends right now, so it's not going to be much longer before that page is completely filled up with friends. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And our heads today, as they are in Gainesville, Florida,
yes,
just received a Facebook post.
Creepy.
You know, that kind of got creepy, too. I didn't get creeped out until you started talking about
it's
that.
It's just the name of the town because it's linked to that creep.
Bruce Miller. Let's talk about Bruce Miller, a non-creep. His brains are definitely in his own head. And I want to say a big thank you on the behalf of the Sons of Liberty.
That's a compliment, Bruce.
You got that
yes,
right.
Yes, very much.
I'm glad you're tuning in today. The gift that you sent the Sons of Liberty, this is what he said when he attacked this gift.
Folks, here, let me tell you this story really quick. Folks, I went online today, and I have a new friend, and he's a listener, and he had sent me a gift, and I was apprehensive about opening the gift, and I thought, well, what is this? Is this some, you know, virus that they're trying to set out there? Yeah, I had that, you know, that private detective look, like what is this about? Yeah.
We're in Gainesville.
Yeah, Jake, why are you making those faces, dude? I'm on live radio, and I'm going to start laughing. And, yeah, thank you. Keep doing that. Yeah, see, this is why this has got to be on
doing
video.
Anything. I'm not even
but
doing
in saying
anything.
That, friends, I was so blown away by Bruce's presence. And I opened the present, and it went from a card to my address to send, and it was legit. It was valid. And I had a reply to Bruce and say, wow, Bruce, how cool can a guy be? Yeah. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Not because he sent me a present, but we so appreciate the high five, Bruce. And I just wanted to tell you, brother from another mother, I so appreciate you too, because without you, we're not going to be able to get our job done.
You got it.
So we're doing this together. And let me tell you something, friends. Across the country, we are winning the day because America is awake. They're coming together, and that's the way we win the day.
That's right. And we will continue to win that day. And Bruce, what you said, I want to read everybody else so they can understand what impacted you. He said, totally, you totally made my day and year, dude, exclamation point. This is after what just happened down in Boca Raton, where we stood on the behalf of this generation. We continue to stand. People are starting to see that leadership and what it's going to take to change. You have set the new standard for all to achieve in being a patriot. And I concur completely, Bruce. He goes on to say, I like your style and your message. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep it up. I will spread the word with you and for you. And you know what? That's exactly what happened. Set a precedent, stand, people follow. And your sincerity, Bruce, A-plus brother, Bruce Miller, we want to thank you. Also, too, Bradley, yesterday was on Rusty Humphrey's show, and I sensed the same sincerity that I'm getting from Bruce from Rusty. Rusty is nothing but cool to this ministry. And to you, Bradley,
he's
when he
cool
brings
guy.
You on the air,
he really is,
fantastic interview, flawlessly flowed because the anointing was there. And Rusty ended it with saying, you know what? It was my father. My father was one of those.
I'll give it back to you right after the break here. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Gainesville, Florida. We'll come back. We'll give you some details as to what's going on in Florida, the showdown in Florida, and how we're taking it to them. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Clean water. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, friends, we are broadcasting live out of Gainesville, Florida. And I'm going to shoot it back over to the other guy and see how well he can do this time.
Any of you that don't know Rusty Humphreys.
That's right. That's right. Diversion. Are you going to like jump into the game of politics here pretty quick?
Rusty Humphreys is a splendid talk show host.
That's how you do it. But you didn't listen to what I said, Mr. President.
Yesterday.
Didn't you hear my question, Mr. President?
Well, you know, I really like your tie today that you're wearing.
Thank you very much.
And the children.
Yes.
You know, the children.
That is great.
We got to defend
Rusty Humphrey.
Children. Yesterday after the radio broadcast, Rusty Humphrey gave a call. He's got a show nationally syndicated out on the West Coast, but it goes all over the country.
Great guy.
Gave a call and said, Bradley, what are you into now?
No, he said, what kind of trouble? What did you get in trouble for this time? And I started laughing.
And you know what? The topic of your latest column is Bradley Dean in Trouble Again, Showdown in Florida.
Yes.
And it details all the events that we've been talking about for the past couple days as we try to end our tour with a high school. And it's just begun now again. It's rewinding again.
Yes, yes.
Bradley merely walked into the building. So as he's going through, Rusty Humphrey says, well, can you get on the programs yesterday? I think 4:35. You can try to find the podcast there. Fantastic interview. And I'll just tell you again, the anointing and the presence that happens through people that come in contact with the ministry, just like Bruce, who just sent this gift, the sincerity that came. Once Rusty had him on, I was listening to Rusty's program. And then all of a sudden, Bradley got on and it like switched into a new gear. And there was a ton of heart coming from not only Rusty as the interviewer, but obviously also Bradley and the message that comes forth. But I'll tell you what, folks, the message of redemption, not only through our boys that have bled and died, but through the redemptive blood of Christ, is what unifies and unites this country together. And that's where the power is. We also just shared on our website and on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook the text art. Now, most of these text arts that we do every single week, you guys are sharing. As a matter of fact, I just got a call or a comment on this text art from Sean Varnish. He said, you obviously struck a nerve with the workers of iniquity who have infiltrated the public schools to brainwash our children. This text art, what it is, it's connected to Bradley's column every single week, so you can like it and share it on Facebook.
Sean's
really
exactly
clever,
right,
really
by the way.
Easy.
John R. Rice said, the world never burned a casual Christian at the stake. And this is exactly what they're attempting to do right now. And here again, let me say to the professed Christians out there, if Jesus preached the gospel that was being preached today, he'd have never been crucified.
Yep.
So what did he do? He didn't come to bring peace. He comes to bring his sword. And the sword divides. Read John 6, friends, when you get some time. Remember Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no inheritance with me. You have no partakings with me. And then he looked at the real Christian, Peter, that was not quite regenerated yet until the book of Acts. And he said to him, will you also go? Because the Bible says that the disciples were offended. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can know it? And then he looked at Peter and he said, will you also go? And Peter looked at him and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life. And when you have the words of life, guess what? Dead people that are dead in their sin, Ephesians 2, they don't like people that are trying to go around trying to resuscitate people. They get jolted into life and they don't know how to respond to that. And that's exactly what takes place every time we step into an arena.
And you saw, and we talked about it yesterday, we outlined it a little bit. After this public school, the kids said, okay, well then we'll go off campus, we'll do our meeting. So they went to a church, and what happened? That church deflected it again. But I'll tell you what, folks, it's just begun, as I said before. This was supposed to be the end of the tour in Florida. Yes, we're going to be coming back, but we weren't anticipating coming back on these type of circumstances, but this is where redemption happens. There is no redemptive power outside of suffering for the cause of Christ. But that suffering turns into glorying at the end.
And I think it's important to interject this too, Jake, as to what you're talking about right now is, folks, we need to slow our roll. Because you're being inundated with information, assaults on your constitution. Assaults on who we are as the American people on a 24/7 basis from this criminal in administration. And that's exactly what he is. Yep. And his little scoundrels that he has around him. They're criminal. And friends, America, you know they're criminal. And you need to start calling it for what it is, criminals. And you need to bring forth judgment unto righteousness so you can know peace. But in saying that, to say this, friends, the bottom line is we need to come together as to what we're bringing forth now, and we need to slow our roll. We need to zero in on what's going on in front of our face. We're under attack. I went on a public school for the right reasons. I have something called rights that were given unto me by God, not by the generosity of the state. And I also have something called Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And that tells me Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping of the free exercise thereof. And I'm not going to have a little effeminate man sit there and tell me what I can talk about and what I can't talk about because he doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to bend the bias towards the ideology of the communists in public schools. Yeah. And I ain't playing that. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to fight for our posterity and fight for our posterity. Yes, we will do. Yeah. We said we were going to turn talk radio into do radio, friends. And ever since that you've been listening to us on GCN, friends, we've been in 11 states. And we are out there doing tea parties in high schools and churches and whoever else will have us. And we are bringing the message of freedom the way that our forefathers brought it, the way that the Sons of Liberty brought it, the way that the Black Regiment brought it, those that stood up and fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today. We're living for what they died for, and in the spiritual, what Jesus Christ died for. He died for our sins, and if he died for me, I can live for him. And that's exactly what we're doing. But again, let me slow my roll. Stop for a second and say, listen, when you go on the Sons of Liberty, when you listen to this radio show on a daily basis, friends, we are slowing the roll so we can deal with the issues at hand so you don't see, because friends, what happens is when we deal with this issue that we have in front of us right now and we bring forth justice and righteousness, guess what? You put the fear back, a fear of God, into the enemies, right. And that's exactly where it should be, rather than on you, America, and you're trying to you're throwing your hands up and saying, wait, this is too much. This is too much. Yes, it is. And those that are out there on the radio, they love to inundate you with this kind of stuff because they make money that way, and plus they have a job that way. But what I'm trying to ensure is not your wallet. I'm trying to ensure your freedoms. And that's why we're putting our boots on the ground and practicing what we preach on a daily basis to ensure that you have those rights, and namely our posterity, especially with what took place in Boca Raton. Friends, we need to slow down. When we see crime through those that it shouldn't be coming through, but it does, we need to deal with issue by issue by issue by issue so we don't have too much on our plate. And when we begin to bring about justice, as I've stated two times already, guess what happens? You put the fear of God in the enemy, and guess what they're going to think about next time? I ain't going after them. I ain't going to attack the Christians anymore. I'm not going to attack the patriots anymore. But what do you see all day? Man, they're magnifying the crime rather than justice, friends. It's completely up on its head. And then America... You wonder why you throw your hands up in the air. What are you feeding on? What are you listening to? Because if you're listening to fear and hopelessness, turn it off. If you want to get in the fight, turn us on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I praise God that you're listening. I'm honored that you do listen to me on a daily basis.
The fruit of that message that Bradley is talking about right now, I want to read it again. You totally made my day and year, dude. This was because a minister was willing to stand and let Christ glorify himself through them. You have set a new standard for all to achieve in being a patriot. That's Christ, bro. And that's Christ, everybody listening. That is what people are seeing. And you know what? This is fruit that bears on your account. Every single one of you that support this ministry, every single one of you that pray for this ministry, every single one of you on Gideon's Media Army that goes out and does your blogging and does your social media and your social networking, that's all to your account as well. Folks, this boat is much bigger than two people on the radio. It's much bigger than that. This is Christ's method. That's why people like WND and even Victoria Jackson yesterday pick up the news and it hits the wire, because people are finally seeing boldness come through in a spirit that our founders walked in.
This should come through every patriot, every American. And folks, again, let me weigh it out for you. You have 312 million people dealing with a handful of corrupt criminals in this administration. Deal with them.
That's right.
Lawfully, peacefully, lawfully. In all cases, friends, if we can deal with them peacefully, so be it.
That's right. It'll remain peace. That's right. And that choice is up to them.
You're dealing with an administration that's not ruled by law, friends.
They take advantage
of your
willingness to show peace. And, folks, this starts right now with your actions and your demonstrations. We want to as well, because every single one of you that are working with us, for us to be able to accomplish what we're accomplishing by the Spirit of Christ and by God's grace, we want to be able to give back to you. Folks, we've got a DVD series, My War. It's a 5-part series. It is fantastically empowering to you and your community. You've got to see it.
You've got to see it.
It's been on the front of the website. I talk about it
almost every day. This is what this administration does not want you to see. This is what the lukewarm church doesn't want you to see. The lukewarm conservatives, they don't want you to see this My War series, friends. It's that simple.
No more than the Pharisees wanted the common men to see Christ. Secondly, we have Ted Anderson, owner of Midas Resources, Genesis Communications. He's willing to give any one of you that donate to this ministry $100, a free constitutional silver dollar. Folks, we're doing our best to give back to you as well as you support. And you know what? The ultimate, at the end of the day, the biggest reward is, look at the fruit.
That's right.
The
our
fruit
freedom.
Is this generation. The fruit is our freedom. The fruit is the fact that now we've got a school full of kids that say, hey, you know what? When I stand, somebody is there to back me now instead of slamming the door in my face.
Yeah.
This will continue to happen, folks. Just keep your eyes on it. When Rosa Parks decided, you know what? I'm not giving up my rights today. I'm not getting up. And the church stood behind her. Guess what happened? Liberty and liberation for the entire country. Same thing happening right now, folks.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, check out Rocker Bradley Dean, kicked off campus again. Front page, WND.com, WND.com, or check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, or go to our Facebook and check out the video, Showdown in Florida, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
And in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Whoa. A lot of good things happen out there, friends. Sheriffs all over the country are standing up. Jake, do you want to kind of highlight what you're going to be talking about with Tim tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're actually going to have a special guest from the Freedom Outpost. He actually did a story on a particular police chief up in Pennsylvania who decided, you know what, I'm going to get together a posse of people and I'm going to train them, but it's going to be a voluntary posse. They're not on the payroll, and they are going to defend my county and my city constitutionally from foreign invaders, but also federal agents that come in and try to take away the guns of the people.
Domestic invaders.
That's right.
Amen.
And after Tim broke this story, at over 35,000 Facebook likes,
this is how it works.
Multiple state authorities are calling this man, asking him for a manual. Just took him totally by surprise. Here he is practicing his constitutional rights and authority as a public servant, as a police chief, and all over the country, people are saying, what are you doing? How are you doing it? We need to organize this now because there's countless thousands of people around here that want to do the same thing you are for their people because they truly are public servants.
You know, you said countless of thousands.
Countless thousands.
Okay, countless thousands.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about what you say. I'm just trying to get you to slow your roll because I have to process that information. It's like biting. I mean, dude, because
countless thousands.
It's like when people listen to me, it's like all chopped up into little pieces and everybody can get it, PowerPoints. But when you say stuff, it's like a tough piece of steak. I just have to chew on it. I mean,
that's right.
You're head and shoulders above the rest
of us. It's not milk, folks. It's steak.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I hear you.
Your honor.
I hear you.
I bow.
Oh, gee, that really means a lot.
Friends, listen to this carefully. John Fox, Fox's Book of Martyrs said, but though persecuting malice raged against Christians, yet the gospel shone with resplendent brightness and firm as an impregnable rock, withstood the attacks of its boisterous enemies with success. Because they stood. My Bible tells me the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Numbers 13, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, friends, and showed them the fruit of the land, and so are we. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Listen carefully. Joshua and Caleb, who came back with fruit in their hand, with the victory in their hand, came back to the masses of the people and said, listen, we are well able to overcome the land. Here it is in our hand. Friends, that's what Bradley and Jake bring to you every day. You're able to do it. But listen to what the response was from the people. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither you sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, the good of the land, friends. And this is the fruit of it. This is what we're showing you. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. They were too big to overcome, said the people. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. America, let us go up at once and possess it. Drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. This is our land. This is America's land. This doesn't belong to those that are not ruled by the laws of our republic. They said, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are surely stronger than we are. You know the difference between Caleb and Joshua is, my friends? They wholly followed the Lord. They wholly followed the Lord's commandments. Again, not his suggestions, friends. Not the way that they wanted to create Christ to look just like them. No, we're supposed to look like him, not him us. Remember, we're created in the likeness and image of who he is. We put off the old man and put on the new man. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let's go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it, friends. Listen to the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Yet the people said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land. And it didn't please anybody. It didn't work for anybody. It only brought fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear was a just recompense, carnal fear.
Yep.
Because the Bible says, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. They began to take counsel from their fears rather than counsel from God. See, remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said? He said, either you're going to, if you fear the face of God, you're not going to fear the face of man. But if you fear the face of man, you're not going to fear the face of God. And you're going to succumb to fear, friends. And remember, perfect love casteth out all fear. Just don't. Mm-hmm. You know, to offset all of those professed Christians today that think that love is found
right.
in man's fallen nature rather than in Christ's risen nature.
Rather than in demonstration, right? They
yes.
like the word love, the feeling love,
yes.
but not the action
yeah.
love. And the action love brings resolve, just like Caleb and Joshua got.
Case in point, on the way over here, I see this big, huge sign from the professed Church of America, we forgive you.
Oh, that's right.
We forgive you.
Forgive him.
Wait, do you forgive them for killing 57 million babies? You act like you're a Christian or something.
Mm-hmm.
You forgive those that attack you?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Jesus was on the cross?
Kids.
And he said, forgive them for they know not what they do. Friends, they knew exactly what they were doing. The question is this, who was Jesus talking to when he said it?
That's right.
Because 40 years later, there was just recompense from the God of heaven for what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand?
Yep.
Oh, yes, there was. God is not going to turn a blind eye to justice, friends. He is not going to turn a blind eye to justice. Remember what MLK rightly said? The moral arc of the universe bends at the elbow of justice.
Yep.
God is justice. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16.
There's no justice outside of him.
Forgiven. You're forgiving people that are attacking you and your posterity and your future.
And the name of Christ and his foundations and his church.
Where's Christ?
Exactly.
I don't see him in any of this.
Oh, well, just tear it down.
No, what does the Bible tell us about those that do not repent? Jesus told Peter to forgive those that repent 7 times 70.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that to those that didn't repent. He said that to them that do repent. We have laws, friends.
That's right.
You're forgiving lawbreakers, and you eat the just recompense of it upon yourselves and in your society, and your children eat the fruit of your ways because you weren't Christian enough to stand up and fight for them. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. And that's not an issue of, you know, when we talk about suffering, because Christ did die. Christ gave his life into the hands of sinners for redemption.
Yeah.
There's no redemption in just merely saying, well, I don't want to have to do anything. The easiest thing to do is let's just forgive them like Jesus said. As we continue to go down the moral slope.
Yeah.
Any parent who raises
their
child like that.
There's such a reproach, they sicken me.
Exactly.
And if you look in the book of Revelation 3, Jesus said, I'll spew them out of my mouth if they're lukewarm. And that's exactly what they are.
It's the same feeling of puke. It literally is. And people that digest this kind of garbage are those type of people that Christ is referring to specifically in Revelation. He didn't go and say, well, the Romans, I'm going to spew them out of my mouth. They weren't claiming to be there, but it's those that do claim to be there that give this kind of trash and put it up on a big billboard.
Yeah,
where's that bringing us?
It's not.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, I don't know if it's me or not, but is our walls up against the back? Has the professed church and the political system in this country brought us to the point where we're at?
We
painted ourselves through excuses for what the enemy does to us in a corner?
That's right.
And you're going to sit there and put a billboard saying forgiven? You have got to be kidding. Man, this is like a bunch of fraternizers in our military.
Mm-hmm.
They go over to foreign wars that assault the American ideology and who we are.
That's right.
One nation under God, and they fraternize with them. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you want to see my gun? Here it is.
Here
and they
go.
Turn it and shoot you with it. Oh, but I forgive you. Folks, that's stupidity. That's foolishness.
That is stupidity. And there's another group of people that would do something like this, and this is literally traitorous people. Why would they want these people to be forgiven? Because they're guilty of it themselves.
That's right.
Two classes.
That's
you're either really stupid, or you're willfully doing
Seriously,
what you're doing.
It truly is the word stupid.
It's
dull of senses, folks.
Yep. And that's why you
evil
said
men understand not judgment, and those that forsake the law praise the wicked. It says in Proverbs 28, and it also says in the book of Jonah, it says that those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. It is not a mercy to the innocent, friends, that you overlook justice and judgment to those that break the law.
On the contrary.
Thanks.
It is a mercy to them when you don't overlook
totally.
It, because that's what protects them.
Yeah, can you imagine the cop, I mean, he pulls you over, you know, and all of a sudden as he pulls you over, he says, I know that you just endangered everybody's life because
he had a few beers,
you don't understand what the law says, and, you know, I know that 12,000 people were killed last year, DWI, and slaughtered on the streets of America. And, you know, the cop pulls him over and says, you know, I wanted to tell you I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Yes. Blessing,
and I'm
going
to pray for you, too.
Oh, and you know what? Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, the murderous individual that she was and is, and she's in hell today for it.
Yep.
You know, we forgive you. Did God forgive her? No. What is hell for, friends? Oh, well, I can hear somebody out there say right now, oh, Bradley, Jesus loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Really? You've taken on the mindset that the communists have taught you, haven't they?
That's right. That's
you are, top. Haven't you, my friend? Yes, you have. Now you blame the gun rather than one pulling the trigger. You chose to commit the crime before God, and sin is the transgression of breaking his law. That is crime before God. But Jesus, well, then let me ask you the question. What is hell for?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just for the sin, but the sinner doesn't go there.
Why did Jesus magnify the law? Why did he talk about it over 54 times in the New Testament? Why did Christ exemplify it? His redemption was so different. His redemption was, I will stand in the gap and make myself a sacrifice so justice can be upheld in truth.
That's right. And really what it comes down to is Heather just made a point. She had said, they don't want to be forgiven. Well, they don't want to be forgiven because they don't feel that they're guilty of anything.
Yo.
And there's a lawless society for you.
Go ask the criminal, do you want to be forgiven today for what you're doing?
I had to
slap you in the face and say,
I had a kid at Boca Raton the other day. Jake said to me, he goes, she was a Christian girl.
Sure.
And she comes up to me and she says, so what do you think of capital punishment? And then one kid says, eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's great. But I said, both MLK and Gandhi were wrong when they said that. Because it'll leave the whole world blind. Oh, really? Well, let me say it this way. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. That's what God said.
I don't want anybody to lose their eye.
No, but she says, so do you agree with it? I said, well, let me ask you a question. Let's say it's somebody in your family that was
guilty of committing a crime.
I mean, it was assaulted, murdered,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll finish this point when I come back, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. A little fired up. Yeah.
It's time to be.
A little fired up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And check out the video at Showdown in Florida. Be right back.
Hi, this This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. We got off on a little tangent right before the breaks, friends, and we were talking about forgiveness. And this girl asked me the question about capital punishment. I said, well, what did we used to do in this country? We didn't have a problem with murder, did we? No, because justice and judgment would take place in one day. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't go on for 2 and 3 years.
Yep. With two witnesses.
And feed them in three squares of, you know, a day and introducing them to new criminals so they can go out and corrupt your society at large.
Making the righteous pay for it.
With so I said to her, so what if someone in your family was actually assaulted or murdered? Let's say your sister, your brother. How would that go over if the judge just looked at him and said, hey, I'm having a good day, you're forgiven? Just overlooked it. Would that be a mercy to society at large? Absolutely not.
Would that be
a judge? That's right. And would that judge go down in history as one that loved his country and his people by executing justice as to those that violated the laws of our republic? Well, I just don't agree with capital punishment. I said, well, listen, everything is circumstantial in every other, you know, in every given case. But let's say the guy's guilty as charged. He's guilty as hell, literally. Then he needs to go to hell. Mm-hmm. Deliver him up.
He made the choice, right?
Right? Oh, yeah. But, oh, that's not loving and that's not kind. What if you get the wrong guy? I said it's circumstantial. When you know that you know, and you put the fear of God into the face of the people, I guarantee you if they know that they're going to die if they kill someone, 9 times out of 10, you're going to spare that person from committing the crime.
That's right.
And the victims at large.
It's a mercy to even the criminal.
That's right.
Because it prevents him from even committing the crime. I mean,
most people don't think this far, though, is my point, Jake. They really don't.
Because you got to ponder judgment, and you can't just take what's being thrown to you.
But let me ask you, is it a mercy? No, but see, here, and this coincides back with the billboard, forgiven. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to kill 3,700 babies a day in the womb, and you stand there and do nothing to protect the innocent life, but you're there to protect those that have committed the crime?
Forgive the doctor.
You tell me where justice is in that.
And
did you get my point?
Yes, I did.
All right.
What's the bogus argument? Well, you know, rape and incest. Well, what if you get the wrong guy in capital punishment? It's always this little sliver.
Yeah.
The Bible says it has to be at the mouth of two witnesses that are willing to swear as witnesses. Now, get this. Well, two people could lie. The Bible also says if those witnesses bear false witness,
that's right,
then they get the same penalty of which they are swearing witness to.
Yeah, false witness against. That's
so
exactly right.
So who in the world, you could not get two people that are willing to risk their own death to swear, not falsely, but to swear on the death of another who committed a crime. That
right.
wouldn't happen.
But this is the mindset of these kids. They're told that it's okay to murder babies.
Yes, they are.
And they're not there to stand up for the life of the innocent babies, but the professed church, because this is on their clock, not on mine. I'm standing and fighting it against it, friends. But the interesting point is that these kids are taught through their pastors, they're harlots, they're harlotins, they're whores, they're hirelings, is what they are. They just let the wolves come in and devour the sheep.
Come on in,
you
boys.
Know, it's interesting that they'll sit there and they'll advocate the protecting of a criminal that they know committed the law, but they do absolutely nothing in defending an innocent baby in the womb.
That's right.
You tell me how God would look at that one, friends. Anybody with a little common sense, how would they look at that?
I think you see
that's
it right now.
That's sick, dude.
And you know what? It's even the fact that the Lord would just give us up to that kind of a stupid mentality. Unless God intervenes, man will destroy themselves. But this stupid mentality, they're fools for their own pain.
That's why we have law.
That's right.
So we don't do stupid things that the American people are allotting today.
And that's that love is what? It's a product. It's a birth of love.
Yeah.
Love gave the law to protect. It's a mercy to the people. And just like with this young lady that you brought, you personalize. Of course, she's never had anybody who's committed murder around her. But you just bring it to her and say, what if it happened to somebody in your own family?
Well, what
and
would you
really
do?
Envision that?
That's right.
Well, what would you want? You would want justice at all
That's
costs
right.
because that would be in your heart. As always, you would have been victimized there. And the only way to put that to rest is through judgment.
Yeah.
And then you can move on with your life.
Hey, I have a problem with people hurting animals. I would have a problem seeing someone sit there taunting a bird with a broken wing on the ground. I'd go over there and kick him in his backside.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for people that don't have the sense of right and wrong within their hearts to
That's
protect
God-given.
The life.
That's right.
That's right. Here's another thing. Case in point. I'll finish this and we'll get over here really quick. It's interesting that if you don't live for the blood will be there to condemn you. And that's exactly what you're seeing through natural law. Yeah. This is what you're seeing through this administration. Yeah. Folks, a lot of men and women have fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution with their blood to give you the freedoms that you have today. And you are to magnify the laws of the Constitution because that's what they died to give you.
That's right.
And so are Christians. Mm-hmm. God's moral law, not a ceremonial law.
That's a great.
See, but what happens is if you don't live for what they died for, that blood at length will condemn you because you allow crime to usurp what they fought blood and died to give you.
Yep.
And what they do, friends, when they pay the ultimate sacrifice, they give you the baton and they say, now it's your turn.
That's right.
Just like Jesus did after he got off the cross in the book of John. I believe it's chapter 20.
Yep.
And he looked at his disciples and he showed them the holes in his hands and in his feet. And he says, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. And he blew on them the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit that hovers around the cross, not away from it, or dances around it, or picks up one of their flags like some burnt hippie in the church today, waving the flag, praising Jesus. But they don't love people enough they don't love that Jesus they
that's
praise
right.
enough to get out there and actually do something in the name of Christ, do they?
I mean,
no, they want to hang out in the building and party it up.
That's right. The first thing you see when you see love exemplified is you hear responsibility behind it. What can I do now? What am I compelled to do? If you don't have that urge, that drive, that desire, then you don't have the love. You have the emotional satisfaction that's self-driven, and it feeds off of self. And when you run out of self, you're not going to have that love. And then you're going to find out when you're standing before God, oh, I didn't know you, but I saw you. I heard of you. I heard of all these wonderful things. And the Lord says, depart from me, you worker of what? Lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew
that's
you.
Right.
I was never united with you.
But we prophesied in your name, Lord. Didn't we perform miracles in your name, Lord? And what did Jesus say?
Yep.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you workers of lawlessness. You've allowed your own gloom and doom to come upon you because you didn't take me at my word.
Self-fulfilling.
It's exactly right.
Absolutely.
And Jesus continued to warn them over and over and over again. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to show you the way.
Yep.
And then what did he say to the woman on the way up to the cross? Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. Because you're bringing judgment upon yourselves because you do nothing to magnify what I've given you. Friends, what are you doing with the gift of freedom? God shed his grace upon you. Yes, he did. What are you doing with that gift? That's the real question. Let me finish this. This is crazy. I want to get over here to Heather really quick, friends, and share with you as to the response, because what we talked about yesterday and the day before is the showdown in Boca Raton, Florida. And it's interesting how they'll respond. They just need knowledge to catch up with their hearts. That's all it is, because everything that's going on in this country, friends, is backfiring. It reminds me of Moses in Deuteronomy 1. When God told Moses, tell the older generation, tell them to go around the mountain again and again and again because they disobeyed me. And tell that younger generation, those that the older generation made a prey, tell them I'm going to bring them in and fulfill the promises to them. And tell the older generation it's not going to them. Amen. That's my God. He knows who to give it to, friends. He knows who will fight for it. But in saying that, let me get back to what I started, friends. When Joshua and Caleb went out and told them, listen, we can do this thing. We can really do this thing. There was more of the people that were disguised. They were dressed up in the robes of the righteous. They were the Pharisees. They were the politicians. They were the Herodians. And what they did is they did absolutely nothing but bar the way of those that believed the promises. Folks, that's why Jesus said to beware of the leaving of Herod. And not only Herod, but also the Pharisees, the religious doctrine. You got to go right through it and bring forth results because you will. And that's exactly what they ended up doing. They won the day because they stood and they fought and God gave them the victory, but not without price. Heather, really quick, can you share with me as to the response of the young people when they're told not to do something and they know it's right within their hearts? And it's right, friends. It really is right. Go ahead and share that story really quick.
Yeah, this is last Wednesday. Camarillo High School administrators, they ordered 4 students to remove their American flag bandanas at a basketball game. So the students removed the bandanas, but then came back and started chanting, and the whole school started with them, USA, USA, and you can actually see it on YouTube too. And after the backlash from the students that they stood and they said, we're not moving on this, the administration had suspended them but then lifted it once they started receiving the backlash. And one of the students who wore the American flag bandana tweeted this after. He said, I will always be proud of where I come from and what my flag represents. No matter what anyone tells me, I stand up for what I believe in.
What happened when they went back inside of the gym?
The entire school followed and chanted with them.
This is what happens when they kick up against your foundations. Mm-hmm. This is what the young people will do time and time again. If you show them where they came from and you're willing to love on them enough to fight for them, friends. And when you do that, that's what they'll respond to. They'll respond to your love if you're willing to give it. Friends, if you'd like to donate to the ministry, Jake, you want to go ahead and take over really quick?
Yep. Right on the front page of the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's a Support Our Cause for Justice. It's a banner on the left-hand side. Click on that. There's a number of ways, and we want to give back to you, folks, so some of those donations come with something coming back to you. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us. We're bearing fruit on your account, and it's good seed.
sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Out of Tennessee.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com. Come.